and thank you for calling our Daily Inspiration Line. That is Jeff Chapman here in the hills of Tennessee to bring you a message, a challenge, an inspiration from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 10, we have Jesus teaching his disciples how to go and teach and preach the gospel. And he gives them a lot of interesting things here. So let's look at a few things, and then we'll hone in on what the Lord is speaking to us about today. Luke chapter 10, he told them, after these things, the Lord appointed others 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Now we're just going to stop right there and look at this setting. Jesus is sending them 70 also. He's sending 70 people out, not just the 12, but he's adding some other followers. And he told them that the harvest is great, truly is great. But what is the problem then? What is the problem now? Laborers are few. I don't care what the industry is, whether it's preaching the gospel or whether it's mowing grass. Good laborers are hard to get. There's a shortage in our land of integrity, of work ethic. Illegal aliens are flooding our country because the average American won't do the job. So illegals come in that are humble in their mind and work ethic, and they'll do anything you ask them. It's a sad commentary on our generation. But it says here the harvest is great, the laborers are few. So he told us to pray the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And then he told them, as you go, big labor, big harvest, big problem. You're gentle, you're helpless, and you're going out to wolf land. Lambs among wolves. Whoa, this is serious. So whatever happened to pistol-packing Christians? There's no such thing. Whatever happened to those Christians that's got a bunch of rights? I'm sorry, no such thing. You got one right, and that's to preach the gospel, to live for Jesus, to obey him. When you go out into this old world, just like Cain slew his brother Abel, they'll do the same thing to you. They hate the righteous, the wicked world. It is not a friend to godly people. So as we go our way to get to this great harvest, to be one of those few laborers, then you've got another obstacle, wolves. And he tells them in verse 4, 5, that you're not to carry things and be worrying about, you know, all your provisions. God will take care of you. He says, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. Salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in that same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And in whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But in whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your way into the streets, and the same, and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth unto us do we wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. My friend, when you are one of the recipients and you hear of the kingdom of God and you hear the preaching of the gospel and you reject it, whoa, 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 people in this world that reject Christ and reject his people, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said it'll be more tolerable in the day for Sodom than for that city. And we're just going to stop there. Jesus tells them to wipe their feet. I don't know if that means they could never be saved, but at this point it doesn't look good, because he said when you reject the only message of salvation, the only sacrifice that God would ever give, the Lord Jesus, and you would reject that, God said it'd be more tolerable for that city he burnt with fire named Sodom, my friend. I hope that you and I are not gospel rejecting. I'm sure if you called this line today, you're a seeker of the truth and you want to know it. But what about all those people we know that are lost? Is somebody telling them? Are you reaching out to them? Oh, and the people that do reject Jesus, what a dreadful and horrifying thought that Sodom's judgment will be more tolerable than those that reject the sacrifice and the precious gift of the gospel, the Lord Jesus. Well, let's be serious about serving God. Let's be serious about being a laborer. Let's be serious about doing it the way Jesus said. God bless your day.